This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. This weekend, a group of lawmakers will gather on the campus of Eastern Michigan University for a panel discussion on Medicare for All. It's become a major topic in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination and a serious topic of discussion in the public and at all levels of government. Tomorrow, on July 13th, a free and open town hall on Medicare for All will be held at McKinney Hall from 5 to 7 p.m. on the Eastern Michigan University campus. There will be the panel discussion and Q&A with, among others, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, State Representatives Yusuf Ravi of Ann Arbor and Ronnie Peterson of Ypsilanti, and with our guest on WEMU today, State Senator Jeff Irwin. Jeff, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me on.
The Medicare for All Act of 2019 was introduced in February of this year. It would establish a national health insurance program administered by the Department of Health and Human Services if passed and would cover all U.S. residents. Is this the plan you support for the country and the state of Michigan moving forward?
Well, we definitely need a single-payer plan that covers every single American and ensures that when people are sick, they have access to health care. The Medicare for All plan does that. It does that at a lower overall cost than what we're currently paying for a health care system now based on private insurance that, once again, is very, very high in cost and leaves Americans with poorer outcomes than what other countries are achieving with a system more like Medicare for All. So, you know, personally, for my freight, I could go with a number of different options, but without question, I support a public insurance option where every single American has the ability to see a doctor because of what that can do for our families, for our personal health, and for our economy.
Well, let's take a look at what's going on in Michigan. According to state figures, about 7.8% of residents are completely without health insurance right now, and that comes to about 790,000 people, presumably the reason being they simply can't afford it. Think about the cost of adding 790,000 people to the Medicare rolls, and that's just Michigan. How could the federal and state government absorb that kind of price tag?
Well, because we're already paying for those people. We're already paying for the uninsured. But instead of providing them a health insurance card and an opportunity to go to a doctor when they're sick and seek preventative care, instead, we push those folks and people who are underinsured away from preventative care towards more catastrophic care. And as a result, once again, we get the most expensive coverage for the least positive outcomes. So just to once again go back, when that individual without insurance doesn't have insurance, what ends up happening is they get sicker and they end up in the emergency room and we all pay more.
Well, let's take a look at the kind of care we might be talking about. According to a 2013 study, about 90% of Medicare recipients have supplemental insurance because Medicare doesn't cover everything. Whether it's additional prescription coverage, a Medicare Advantage plan, or Medigap, the implication is basic Medicare is insufficient, and without supplemental coverage, it once again becomes unaffordable. Can that be adequately addressed in a national plan?
I think it can. If you look at what happened back during the George W. Bush administration when they added PharmaCare to Medicare, the way that they did that wasn't very expert because they were trying to add it on to this kind of Frankenstein of a system. But I do think that if we were to go back and create a single-payer system like is being proposed in the Medicare for All bill, we could address those issues. We could bring in some of those services that weren't contemplated when Medicare was first started 50 years ago.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with State Senator Jeff Irwin. The Ann Arbor Democrat will be among those participating in a town hall forum and panel discussion on Medicare for All Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. at McKinney Hall on the EMU campus in Ypsilanti. Senator, when President Obama introduced and ultimately passed a version of the Affordable Care Act, you were in support of that measure, right?
Yeah, I felt like it was a nice step towards where we need to go. But, I was involved in health care reform back in the 90s when we tried the first round of health care reform, and the plan that Obamacare ultimately became was the plan that was advanced by the Heritage Foundation back then and a lot of the conservative Republicans at that time. And so it just shows you how far our political spectrum has moved, that a plan in the 1990s that was a private insurance-based plan pushed by conservatives ended up becoming Obamacare.
As we talk about alternatives moving forward, and you said you are open to ideas, many who oppose the Affordable Care Act are at least begrudgingly supporting it now because it's made a difference. Would it not be less expensive to return to a more robust and better subsidized version of Obamacare and make some additional fixes and get everyone on the insurance rolls that way?
I'd be in favor of tinkering with Obamacare, trying to improve it, trying to bring in the uninsured that Obamacare didn't bring in. I think that would be a positive. Ultimately, though, I think that we need to move towards a single-payer system, one in which every individual's basic health care coverage is universal. That's the system that drives down costs. That's the system that drives up access and outcomes. So if we want people to be healthy and we want to pay less, there's really one model that the world has demonstrated for us.
At the national level, the issue of immigration is playing a role in the Medicare for All conversation. Many of the Democratic presidential hopefuls have come out in favor of including undocumented immigrants among those who should be covered. Would you like to see the undocumented in Washtenaw County and Michigan covered under a Medicare for All plan or single-payer plan?
I would. I think that if you look at the systems, the other single-payer systems that are working really well in the world, the ones I'm most familiar with are the ones in France and Germany. They function that way. Certainly, I realized that and learned that as a traveler, because not only do they cover folks who are living in their country, they also just cover travelers as well. So those are the systems that work the best because they don't worry a lot about, they don't spend a lot of money on trying to control access, make sure that everybody who's coming in is looks like a citizen.
Our conversation on Medicare for All or health care continues with State Senator Jeff Irwin on 89.1 WEMU. Hospitals and health care systems around the state, around the country, say they're operating at financial deficit. Some doctors getting entirely out of the business because they're paid cents on the dollar through Medicare and Medicaid. So their businesses become centered on patient volume and insurance paperwork and billing instead of patient care. Have you had conversations with Michigan Medicine, the St. Joe's Health System, or other providers in Michigan about this issue?
I have. I've had conversations with doctors. I've had conversations with health systems, with HMOs, with health insurance companies. This is an important topic, and I've sought input from many, many folks, but I think the most important input we're going to seek is that from the citizens this Saturday. Hopefully some folks will come out and let us know what they think. In general, one of the complaints I do hear from doctors all the time is that they spend so much of their time and effort in their practice and their
and
money
their overhead,
in their
right.
practice. Exactly, on overhead and on collecting and on fighting with insurance companies and on going through all of those systems. We could really take a page out of the book from other countries. We could learn from what some other countries have done with much more efficient systems that have lower overhead and lower paperwork. And I would point out that Medicare itself has an overhead rate that is in the range of 3 to 5%, whereas private insurance companies range from 15 to 20%, sometimes higher. So health insurance, private health insurance, is a big part of what's driving up health insurance costs.
So in the feedback that you've gotten from doctors and providers and health systems, do they seem to be in favor of the single-payer system, or are they afraid that that's going to cut into potential profit margin?
Well, it's all over the map. In general, I find that health insurance companies are not in favor of it because they know that it's fundamental to their business model. Doctors tend to be more in favor of it because they're the ones who have to deal with the billing side of things, and they see how it affects their practice, and they see how, as you said, this whole system directs the focus away from care and towards billing. So when I talk to doctors, what they say is look, I got involved in medicine to help people. That's what I wanted to do, not get involved in billing. And so they like it in general. And on the other side of it, the insurance companies aren't super excited about it.
When you get together with the other lawmakers and panelists at Saturday's town hall, I know you'll be discussing the topics we've covered today and more. What do you want to learn from the public as you take these issues forward?
Well, I want to learn what people think about it. I want to learn, how they're, perceiving this issue and what people desire. I think that when you're in a role like I am, it's necessary to just create intentional opportunities for the public to come out and let us know what they're thinking. Let us know if some of these things I'm saying about healthcare now on the radio are things that people agree with or people disagree with. So I really applaud Congresswoman Dingell for creating this opportunity. She was really, really taking the lead on this town hall. So I give her a lot of credit because all of us who are in the roles of public servant need to be constantly taking the temperature of those whose pleasure we serve at. And so now I'm just hoping to hear from regular folks who have thoughts about the issue.
Thank you so much for the time today, Senator. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That is State Senator Jeff Irwin. The Ann Arbor Democrat will be joined by others at a panel discussion in Town Hall on Medicare for All this Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. at McKinney Hall on the Eastern Michigan University campus. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.